Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning Rashi Sheyichyu. In the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, 18b, Machlekes, Rabbi Rechanina say Batlo Megillas Tainis. This Megillah with the various holidays is now cancelled after the Churban. Rabbi Yochanan Rishuben Levi, no, it isn't. Lo Batlo Megillas Tainis. Frek Rav Kahana, a Maisa they were Gozer Tainis in Lud. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were opposed, and they said you have to fast for fasting. So we see from here at Lo Batla, so it's a kasha in the opinion of Batla. And it says Rabbi Yosef, no, Chanukah is different because there's a mitzvah, and therefore Lo Batla. But by other holidays in Megillas Tainis, it is Batla. Frek Tabaye, okay. So don't tell me about the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah adlakas neiros, be mevatel the day and be mevatel the mitzvah. So if you really hold Batla Megillas Tainis, so be mevatel the day and be mevatel the mitzvah. It's the problem. So Rabbi Yosef answers, different answer. Shanechanik mefarsim nisa. No, no. Chanukah is different. You can't do it because mefarsim nisa. Rashi says everyone knows that there's a mitzvah. So since everybody knows that there's a mitzvah, you don't want to be mevatel the, you don't want to be mevatel Megillas Tainis. You don't want to be mevatel this day. But the other days of Megillas Tainis are batel. Just not Chanukah. The Mefarsim Nisa. Everyone knows it's a day of miracles, and that there's a mitzvah of hadlaka. So Ad Kan Midivrei Katsho Shal HaGemara. And this Gemara just to read the Rashi on Mefarsim Nisa Kvar Gola Kol Yisrael Dei Shenagu Bo Mitzvahs. That's Nagu Bo Mitzvahs Echzik Bo Shel Torah, and therefore not Mevatel. But the other days of Megillas Tainis are Batel. So, Frekta Rav David Soloveitchik Zatzal, why isn't Shachat Mimukayim Mitzvah Adlakas Neiros if the Nisbatel Eser has Bit V'Tainis? Why does it have to be part of Megillas Tainis? Megillas Tainis tells us what's Eser has Bit V'Tainis. So say that it's, if you hold that it's Batel, say that it's Batel, but you're still going to be Madlik Neiros anyway. The Chiv Adlakas Neiros is to be Madlik on Chav HaKislev. What does it have to be a holiday for? Or does it have matter if it's knowing Megillas Tainis or not? So from this he proves that the Chiyuv is not to be Madlik Neiros on 25th of Kislev. The Chiyuv is to be Madlik Neiros on Chanukah. Thus is the Chiyuv. A Chiyuv would lahadlik Neiros b'Chanukah. And therefore, if Batla Megillas Tainis, v'en al yomim elu, shem shel yimei Chanukah, but it's not called Chanukah, then there's no mitzvah lahadlik Neiros. That Lakas Neiros is totally in the shem Chanukah. Never of Yosef says, no, Chanukah is different, Tikka Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, since they don't want to be Mevatel, the mitzvah of Adlakas Neiros, they were Muchruch that it should remain a day of Megillas Tainis. And Abai is Doichin, he says, no, what's the problem? Be Mevatel the Megillas Tainis, and then the mitzvah is going to be Batel. You know, the mitzvah doesn't, there's going to be no mitzvah if you take away the Megillas Tainis aspect. Be Mevatel the Yisra Hesped V'Tainis. In the middle, there's going to be no mitzvah. So you see that they go together. The Isser Hesped V'Tainis in mitzvah. If there is a Isser Hesped V'Tainis in mitzvah, and if not, not. We see in the Rambam, Chanukah 3:3, Mepnei Zeh Eskinu Chom Shebo Yisrael Dor, Shishmon Yisrael Meila Shetchasa Milel Chamisha Asar, Milel Chamisha Ve'esrim Bekislev Yimei Simcha V'Halel, Umadlikim Mehem Neiros Be'erev Al Pisrei Abatim. In that generation, we're attacking that these 8 days, starting the 25th, should be Yimei Simcha V'Hallel and Madlikim Bem Neiros. You see, the basis is Simcha V'Hallel. Since it's Yimei Simcha V'Hallel, Memelo Madlikim Bem Neiros. So it's tolerating the Simcha V'Hallel. It's telling the fact that it's Megillas Tainis, and Memelo is a mitzvah of Adlakas Neiros. So that's the Chiddush, the very Shaina Chiddush, or in Brisk they would say Shaina Chiddush, of Rav David Soloveitchik Zatzal. In Tisis, Dibra Maschil, Vior Belaza Verachatz, that he went and Rav Elazar and he washed himself. When they were Gozer Atinus, he held that it shouldn't have been a day of Tainus, it was Chanukah. So Tosis right that what about the Mishnah of Al Kislev Mipnei Chanukah? Is if you hold Megillah's Tainus' bottle, so why are they sending Shlichim out? To tell people when on Kislev, to tell people when Rosh Chodesh Kislev is, because of Chanukah. Gil's Tainus is bottle. So the answer is no. You still need to send the Shlichim. Tell people about Lakas Neris. So it could be that it is bottle, but you need the Shlichim to tell people about Lakas Neris, Secher Lenes. Frekta Chadushi Araspa on Taisvis, Venom Chuv Rebeina, I don't get it. The Misa, the Batla, af mitzvah senami batla. Tos is saying a chiddush that you're going to light the candles even if it's not a yamtiv. Rashba says ma piton. If it's not a yamtiv, you're not lighting candles. Like Rabbi Yosef says, shiny Chanukah, dika mitzvah. Kolomer vi batla af mitzvah senami batla. Chanukah is different because there's a mitzvah, and therefore you can't be mevatel the if you're mevatel the yamtiv, then there's going to be no mitzvah. And therefore, we're not mevatel the yontif, and are not to mevatel the mitzvah. That was the Gemara was trying to say. Why does Megillah's Tainus not batel lagabei Chanukah? Because there's a mitzvah, and the whole mitzvah is tolerating the yontif. So how can Tosfos say that you have a mitzvah without the yontif? And then we say weiter, and the Gemara says the Rashba, but the batel with the batel mitzvah, mevatel and mevatel's mitzvah again. The whole mitzvah is predicated on the yontif. So Hagoyin Hagadol. Rav Yitzchok Sorotzkin Shlita says as follows that that we see in the Gemara that mitzvah lakas ner Chanukah is tolui if it has a taris yamtiv, and it doesn't have a taris yamtiv, you're not madlik neris. The question is, the chakira is, if be'etzem choybas halakas neris is a chiv b'fnei atzmo zeichel l'neis, and that's mechayiv. Just as a tenai in the kimetz halakas neris, you can't be madlik neris unless it's a yamtiv, or no. The mechayiv is the yantif. What's the mechayiv? Is the mechayiv neiris? Is the neiris need a yantif? Or is the mechayiv the yantif? In the Chlushe HaRitva, there, on that Rabbi says that Yibalta B'Elu Matzvasa writes, what is Abai saying? The Iker Takana, HaTakana Yantif Haya. That the Iker Takana was yantif. Abai is saying, let's be mevatel the yantif and be mevatel the mitzvah. In other words, Abai is asking on Rav Yosef that since there's no chiyuv independently, the light neiris, the mechayiv is the yomtiv. And therefore, yibatla megillas tainis, you're not madlik neiris. So, if they're mevatel megillas tainis, they should have also been mevatel Chanukah. And then there's going to be no chiyuv adlakas neiris. And you can't say because of the mitzvah they weren't mevatel the yomtiv of megillas tainis, because the whole hadlaka is predicated on the yantif. So Abai says that if tibalti b'tibalti mitzvasa, because the whole, it's not that there's a mechayiv of hadlaka and there's a tenai of yantif. They're saying is the whole mechayiv is the yantif. The whole mechayiv of hadlaka is the yantif. So if you're mevatel the yantif, the middle is going to be no more mitzvah. So we see from the Ritva that we say that if batel megillas tainis batel mitzvah, so it's not because there's a tenai of the mitzvah of lakas neiris. The lakas neiris only be mechanica, but rather the ikar mechayiv of lakas neiris is the yantif. If you're mevatel the yamtiv, there's no chiyuv of hadlakas neiris at all. So that's the way the Ritva seems to be learning. However, it would appear b'emes that it has both. There's a chiyuv of hadlakas neiris out to the yamtiv. The yamtiv of Chanukah is mechayiv, and there's also a chiyuv b'fnei atzmo zecher l'neis, even without the yamtiv, because the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah at the end of Pesuk Tvarav, he writes for hadlakas neiris by mitzvah d'irisa u'kriyas ha'megillah. Havakas Ner is a mitzvah midibrei sofer, like reading the Megillah. So we have to understand. The Rambam writes that Chomer Matakin to be Madlik Ner, so why does he write it again? Why does the Rambam say it twice? And why does the Rambam say it's like Kriyas Megillah? Second time around. So with Pir B'Datz Aron, the Rambam holds that Nechiv Adlakas Ner Chanukah, there are really two inyanim. One is the Yom Tovul Chanukah is Mechayev Adlakah. Number two, it's a din b'fnei atzmo. Zeichel Neis, and even if the Yom Tov Megillas Tainus would be Mizbatel, he would still be chayev to be madlik mishum Zeichel Neis. Now we're saying even without the holiday at all, there would be a chiyuv. So originally the Rambam writes the mitzvah adlaka is only be meisimcha v'hala, that the Yom Tov Chanukah is mechayev b'hadlaka. The mitzvah hadlaka is only if there's simcha and halil. If there's a yamtiv, then there's going to be hadlaka. And the Rambam writes there's an independent chiyuv. Neis is mechayev hadlaka. And that's what he writes. The hadlaka's neris is a divrei sofer from Kriyas HaMegillah. But Kriyas HaMegillah is al spesum enisa. It's not totally in there like we see in the Gemara in Megillah 18a. El mitzvah kriya presum enisa. And the mitzvah kriya HaMegillah mitzvah presum enisa isn't totally in the yamtiv of Purim. Even if Batla Megillah's tainus, he would still read the Megillah. Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah 2:13 that Anshei Kvarim were Makdim, they would read the Megillah. It's not a Yantif. There's no Isser Megillah's Tainus. Their Mutter Behes Beit V'Tainus B'Yom Kriyasa. So it's not a Yantif. So why are they reading? They're reading Pursum Enisa. See, the Pursum Enisa is independent of the Yantif. So come to us that on Chanukah, you're lighting out to the Yantif, and you're also lighting because it's an independent Chiyuv. According to this, we understand that the Taitzvah says that you can't ask from the Mishnah. How can you say about the Megillah Tainus if they're sending out Shluchim? So the answer is that it's not considered a Yontif. And you're still Madlik Zecher L'Neis. Because it's a Chiyuv B'fnei Atzma, that's why you're sending Shluchim. So if Kahana didn't ask from the Mishnah, Kahana wanted to say that, look, lo batla Megillas Tainis brings from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua that they washed themselves and they said you have to fast for fasting on Hanukkah. That was his kasha, that lo batla, but not from the fact they sent out Shluchim. Why? Because they sent out Shluchim just for the mitzvah of Hadlaka. Because Hadlaka is not totally in the Shem Yamtiv. And then Rabbi Yosef answered, no. Really, Batla Megillah's Tainus, but Chanukah is different because it's a mitzvah. You know, there's the Chiyuv Adlakas Neiros out to the Yantif. If you're Mevatel the Torah's Yantif, you're Mevatel the mitzvah. So, male, the Yantif remains. And Abayi says, wait a second, no. If you hold Batla Megillah's Tainus, then Givaldik, be Mevatel the day, and then be Mevatel the Megillah's Tainus, and then you'll be Mevatel the Chavis Adlaka. Out to the Yantif. Zenachinami, you would still have to light candles out to the Pursum Enisa. But you could be Mevatel the Megillah's Tainus aspect, and then you're not lighting any more mitzah the Yomtif. So that was his kasha, Tibatel v'Tibatel Mitzvasa. Be Mevatel Megillah's Tainus. In other words, say Mechanica Megillah's Tainus is Batel, and you're allowed to fast. And then there's going to be no mitzvah mitzad the yamta, but you're still going to have to light mitzad for Sumei Nisa. And then Rabbi Yosef answered, no. Shani Chanukah mefarsim Nisa. If we're mevatel the mitzvah, maybe what he means is, if we're mevatel the mitzvah of Adlakas Ner Chanukah mitin yamtiv, you're still going to be chayav to be madlik mitzad for Sumei Nisa. That's Shani Chanukah mefarsim Nisa. So since anyway you're lighting out the Pirsum Anes, so we're not going to be mevatel hadlaka midin yantif. Because anyway, you're lighting out Pursum Enisa. So even if he's batel on mitzvah shal hadlakas ner chanukah midin yantif, you're still going to be chayav lahadlik neris mishum zecher l'neis. So for that very reason, we're not going to be mevatel the hadlaka midin yantif. Because if you're Mevatel the day, the yomtiv, then you're not lighting any more midin yomtiv. You're losing out on that. But anyway, you're going to be lighting. So why lose out on the din yomtiv? So therefore, we kept the Megillah's tainus aspect. Al kopanim kum dois that there are two reasons to light. There's alts persumenisa. There's alts persumenisa, and also mitzvah yomtiv. And with that, we explain the mahalach of the Gemara, and we answered the. Explain Shita Satosis, saved him from the Kasha the Rajba, because Tosis was telling us, Tosis told us that why isn't it a Kasha on the opinion that it was Batal? The fact they sent out Shluchim. So Teretz is because they sent out Shluchim out to the Hadlaka, Pritzume Nisa, even without the whole Indian of the Yamtif. No, Hadvar and Baruch Hashem Eirim Ketapirim. And we see not like we thought originally. Not like what Rav David Soloveitchik said, that you're only madlik ne results the Yamtif. No, we see not like that. We see there are two inyanim. Gevaldik, very, very gishmak. All right, there's still a lot more to say, so please stay tuned. Another continue. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.